Chapter 6. Madison Square Garden. A few days later, Jason came home from working at the restaurant with a big smile on his face. "Do you like NBA basketball?" he asked. "Sure," I answered. "Well, I've got tickets for the Knicks game against the Nets at Madison Square Garden. Do you want to go with me?" he asked. "I'd love to go," I answered. Jason told me that José Luis, the sports journalist from Seville that I'd met at Thanksgiving, had come to the restaurant to offer him a pair of free tickets for the game. He also explained that there was incredible rivalry between the New York Knicks and the New Jersey Nets. Even though the Nets were officially from a different state, they played just across the Hudson River and were considered a local team. "It'll be just like the football matches that you call derbies in Spain," Jason explained. "The atmosphere at the game will be like when Athletic de Bilbao plays Real Sociedad or Barcelona plays Espanyol. Plus, the Nets have been a dominant team for the past few seasons and have beaten the Knicks in the last 6 games that they've played against each other. I'm sure that the home fans will be hungry for revenge." "That sounds great," I said. "When is the game?" "It's next Tuesday, December 17th, answered Jason. In the following days, I read as much as I could about both the Knicks and the Nets. I also tried to watch any televised game that either team played. I wanted to make sure that I knew all the rules, as well as all the players on both teams. Jason and I bought Knicks t-shirts for the game. "How are we getting there?" I asked Jason as we were leaving his apartment. "Are we taking a cab or the subway?" "Neither. We're walking," he replied. "Madison Square Garden is on 34th Street. That's only 12 streets away from here. We'll be there in 15 minutes. The atmosphere in front of Madison Square Garden before the game was incredible. I've been to some big football matches in Spain, but there seemed to be much more excitement here. We walked into the arena, and I was immediately impressed by the size of it. It was enormous. We learned later that there were almost 20,000 people at the game. Our seats were really good. They were located at the centre of the court, only 5 rows up from the floor. I had never been to such a spectacular basketball game. Even the introductions of the players were spectacular. All the lights went out, really loud music began to play, and an exciting laser light show began. Each player ran out onto the court as his name was announced. Once both teams were introduced, the regular lights came on again as the players got ready to begin the game. "Look down there to your right," Jason said. "Do you know who that is?" I looked and saw a thin man standing in front of his seat on the court. When he turned to talk to the person next to him, I recognized him instantly. It was Woody Allen. "He's a big fan of the Knicks," Jason explained. "He comes to almost all the games." I wanted to run down to him and ask for an autograph, but just at that moment, the game began. I couldn't have asked for a better game. It was pretty close, but the Nets were winning for most of it. It wasn't until the 4th quarter that the Knicks tied the game and then went ahead with only 2 minutes left in the game. Then the Nets tied the game again. The Knicks got the winning basket with only 18 seconds left. The final score was 101-99. The Knicks fans, me included, went crazy. As people got up to leave, I ignored Jason's advice about acting like a native New Yorker and shyly walked up to Woody Allen. I got his attention and told him that I was visiting from Spain and was a big fan of his. "Spain is a beautiful country," he said. "I'd like to go back there soon. I hope you enjoy your stay here." He autographed my ticket for the game, smiled and walked away. I ran back to Jason with the ticket in my hand and an enormous smile on my face. "Sometimes it's better to act like a tourist," I said. We went to the cafe where we had planned to meet José Luis after the game and thanked him for the tickets. "Now it's our turn to do something for you," Jason said. We invited José Luis to dinner at a sports bar close to Madison Square Garden. The bar was built in the early 1900s and had been conserved well. It had a long bar that was made of beautiful dark wood. The bar's walls were covered with old pictures of baseball and basketball stars. "This place has some of the best hamburgers in town," Jason said as we sat down at a table. He was right. All the ingredients were fresh, and the hamburgers were really big. "I'll never go to McDonald's or Burger King again," I said as I finished my meal. "Well then, I feel like I've done something good today," Jason said. The three of us laughed and lifted our glasses of beer to drink a toast to a wonderful evening.